Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Welcome to another edition of Believe in Giants. Bob Papa, two-time Super Bowl champion Carl Banks. Last game preview of the year. Man, Carl, did this season go fast, despite the fact that it wasn't that successful from a Giants perspective?
Well, it was interesting. There was never a dull moment. And here we are in January, and the lights go off in MetLife Stadium. Both tenants have officially ended their season, and there's no chance for a postseason.
So how are the Giants going to end this season with a victory? Because I think they're going to win the football game, quite honestly.
Well, so I think whatever's going on with Philadelphia, they are who they are. And, you know, the get-right game that was supposed to be the Giants was everything but that. And then the good get-right game that was supposed to be the Cardinals turned out to be disastrous. And so what we do know is that Philadelphia is still super talented and super dangerous. But I think you felt their punch. I think, you know, opponents have felt their punch, and they kind of know how to play them a little bit. And, you know, listen, the loss of their two coordinators is certainly impacting, you know, how they approach football games now. So, it depends on what Giants football team shows up. The one that played, gave a winning effort, but couldn't tackle or couldn't execute, it'll be the same result. Philadelphia will win the game. Or the team that showed up with a hell of a game plan against the Rams, but couldn't execute in big moments, that's not going to be good enough for a victory against the Eagles. The Eagles are still a good football team. Let's not kid ourselves. They still are the best in class in terms of personnel. And their record, look, they're not an 8-8 team. They're a double-digit win team, so we can't talk about them like they're not very good. But if you're a Giant and you're saying, well, you know, we haven't had our squad together, and, you know, once we get our guys back together, you see what we can do. We have most of our guys back, and we put, you know, an effort together 2 weeks in a row, but you still lost. But so if they're figuring they got most of their squad back together, let's see them play that way, because this is a high-stakes game for the Philadelphia Eagles. This is their playoff game. This is the game that they need to get some momentum. If the Giants want to go into their offseason and have something to build on all offseason, into training camp, and before the regular season starts, is that you play the playoff game, because basically that's going to be the tempo and the attitude of the Philadelphia Eagles. They're playing playoff football, and you're not in the playoffs, but you're in this division. Can you match it? Can you beat it? Right? It wasn't playoff football 3 weeks ago. It's playoff football now for the Eagles. You know what they are. But can you exploit it? Can you execute well enough to exploit it?
So I think, you know, Philadelphia is going to want to play well, because they've played poorly, having lost four of their last five. So whether they win
well, look like, you know, play well for them, is that a victory? Because they limp out of every game, not limp out, but they come out of every game saying we got to be better for the last 8 weeks. So is this their better? I mean, beating if they run the Giants out of the building, well, will that be better, or was it just against a team that couldn't do much?
Well, we're going to find that out, right?
Yeah.
But they're going into the playoffs in bad form, regardless of how you look at it. I think the Giants in this game, there's a couple things. I think Philadelphia is going to try to come out fast and attack and try to build up a lead. The Giants have not been fast starters. Well, they better be a fast start, because Philadelphia is going to want to get on them early. I think another thing that's helping the Giants and is going to help the Giants is the fact that The players on the Giants know that Brian Daboll is going to be back as head coach and that Joe Shane is the general manager moving forward. So, like Santa Claus, making a list and checking it twice, if you want to be a part of what you enjoy being a part of in this franchise and this football team, you better go out and give maximum effort. You better go out and play your hardest. You better know your assignments and not make mental errors and execute in big spots and not make mistakes, because they're evaluating you just like the 31 other teams are evaluating you to find out if you're going to have a spot in the league. But there's a lot of guys that like it with the organization, and they feel confident about the direction of the coaching staff and what they're trying to preach. So you better put your best foot forward, no laying down. And then the other thing, Carl, I think the Cowboys, I know the Cowboys lost their regular season finale last year in Washington, and Sam Howell's first ever start was a victory. But Washington, they know their coach is gone on Monday. They know that there's going to be wholesale changes.
Yeah.
Their secondary's terrible. And Dallas has an opportunity here to win the NFC East. I think the Cowboys are going to smoke Washington. And I think as this game gets into the third quarter, with the games being played at the same time, and the Cowboys up big against Washington, now Nick Sirianni of the Eagles is going to have to make a decision, because he's going to have to think of which guys are getting nicked, which guys are nicked, and who's getting out of the game. Because guess what? We got to go on the road next week and play a wild card game.
Yeah. So their best shot at this, and I'm sure Nick Sirianni is going to talk to his coaches and his players, let's start fast. And, you know, then they can clock watch, right? They can scoreboard watch if they start fast and get up on the Giants, and then they can start to look at who they, you know, can systematically pluck out of the game while controlling the football game.
I got a message for our fans out there. Football's back. BetOnline's your number one information source for all your sports wagering info, with up-to-the-minute stats, news, scores, and matchup breakdowns. Get the latest game odds, spreads, and totals from the NFL and college football at your fingertips with BetOnline's real-time updates on stats, news, and odds. From week one all the way to the college football playoffs and Super Bowl, BetOnline is going to give you access to the best football promotions and contests available anywhere online. So head to the website today or use your mobile device. Get in on the action. Remember, use the promo code BELIEV, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
But I think back to your earlier point about reasons why the Giants are going to play well or should play well. I'm a little bit more granular than that. They got to tackle well. See, effort means no. They won't quit on their coach. They've established that. They won't quit on themselves, their teammates, or their coach. They've established they're going to play their asses off, right? But that just isn't good enough to win football games. I'm going to tell you what Philadelphia is going to do. They are going to bend to the populist opinion, and they're going to run the football, because they've accused Nick Sirianni of being pass happy, and he won't run the football to get his offense on rhythm. And they go back and look at the tape, all the successful runs they had with the Giants, and the Giants are missing tackles. That's what they're going to do. So right. If the Giants want to get out and start strong early, you got to stop the run early. And it won't be Jalen Hurts they're going to be running out there. They're going to have Swift and the Giant Killer out there, and they're going to dial up these running plays and see if they can get themselves on track and find a rhythm for this offense. Knowing that the Giants are a poor tackling team on most occasions and inconsistent on best occasions. So this is how they're going to attack the Giants. Point blank, Wink Martindale blitzed them dizzy the last game they played. They don't want those situations. They want to control the game on their terms. So if the Giants want to get back into some of the good stuff that were happening when they were down in Philadelphia, They'll have to stop the run early and often.
Yeah, and you know, you think about that game, right? The Giants give up a 3rd and 20 to A.J. Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And then what do they do on the next play? They get creased for 22 yards by Gainwell.
Yep.
Like, you can't let one mistake compound another mistake. I don't know. You know, I don't know how healthy Devontae Smith is coming into the game.
He might be the only scratch. Maybe. Just for safety's sake. You know, because they do have a luxury in having Julio Jones on the roster.
Yeah, and he produced last week.
Yeah. So they can sit Devonta and get Julio out there and get him some playoff reps as well. But that might be the only player you see sit, because I know Darius Slay is campaigning for the coach to play the veterans because they need it. But that's neither here or there. What they do with their squad is their business. The Giants have got this Giant football team. If you think you stack up when you guys are healthy, well, this is as healthy as you've been. Let's see. And not just, we went blow for blow and we lost again. It's we were able to win because we executed and we had a great game plan and our effort was there. Other than that, it's just feel good, you know, moral victories that you go into the offseason saying, well, maybe next year, you know. When is it going to stop being maybe next year?
Yeah, and it's like little things, right? I think back to the Christmas Day game, and I think the Giants, right, they converted a couple 4th-and-1s, and on one of the 4th-and-1s, they blocked it so well, Barkley got 10.
Yeah.
And then they go for it on 4th-and-1 again, and everybody's like, oh, Kafka and Dable went back to the well, as we discussed in that podcast.
Yeah, no hitter on their best rusher, right?
Yeah, no hitter on Hassan Reddick. When that was a blown assignment, miscommunication with the call. It's not like, because it was blocked properly on the front side,
mm-hmm,
where they were going to go with the ball, but somebody missed the call. That's a controllable mistake.
Yep.
It's not like the guy went to block Hassan Reddick and Hassan Reddick put a move on him and whipped him.
Yeah.
And it didn't touch him.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's all those things that are going to kind of add up to whether they're going to have an opportunity to win this football game. I'm excited for the game. I got to be honest with you. The one thing that's been fun about the end of the season is they've been playing these meaningful games either for themselves,
yeah,
like the Packers game, or for the other team, like the Saints and Rams game, and now the Eagles game. Now, the Saints game obviously was not – anything you want to write home about, but I'm encouraged for it. You don't have any issues with him not starting DeVito and starting Tyrod Taylor for this game, right?
No, no issues at all.
Yeah, I mean, we discussed this on the pod earlier in the week. I think that Tyrod earned the right to get a chance at it again. I mean, if things aren't going well, I could see him making a switch.
Yeah, DeVito is the backup. I mean, his position hasn't changed on the roster. He's the backup quarterback. So if it doesn't go well, then he's thrust into duty. He better stay ready, because that is how people fell in love with him, coming in prepared and executing. So, you know, he just has to stay ready and support the guy in front of him.
What else in this game are you kind of looking forward to? What are you kind of looking to see?
Well, I'm not doubting the effort. I want to see good tackling, and I also want to see some pass protection, because they gave up one sack the last game. If they can do something close to that, there's going to be some fireworks. The Giants can put up some points, I believe. But they've got to protect the quarterback.
I mean, think about last week, right? I mean, there was a zillion chances to score more points in the game.
Do you think the Philadelphia Eagles looked at that tape and said, oh, we got this? Like, with all the stuff that they have going on in their defensive backfield, and you got Slayton running by people, you got Hyatt running by people, you got Wandale Robinson that's just running around like a little water bug. This is something, you know, and then there's Isaiah Hodgins. And then there's Darren Waller, all available. And all of a sudden you see that Mike Kafka is calling some different things. They're not quite as predictable. They could put some points up if they can get if they can block for the quarterback, they'll put some points up.
Now, John Michael Schmitz has been dealing with an injury. So mm-hmm. that's going to be something worth keeping an eye on. If he can't go in the game, then what happens as far as, you know, the interior of that offensive line? Because I think we can agree that, and obviously Tyree Phillips went down with an injury. He, along with Pugh, helped stabilize things.
Sure.
And Andrew Thomas is Andrew Thomas. But it'll be interesting to see if they have to change the configuration inside. Because wouldn't you say that outside of Reddick, their greatest strength is all these defensive tackles that they got inside?
Yeah, Carter, Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham goes inside and outside. Yeah, they come at you in waves, and they're all big, strong, physical, athletic guys. So, yeah, it's going to be a tall order for whoever's in there, even if Schmitz is in there. He struggled last week, and you know, I'm sure that defensive front for the Eagles probably got their ego a bit hurt because Giants had their best pass rush protection day against them when they were averaging giving up 7 and they only gave up 1 to the Eagles. So I'm sure they want to come and hunt. We'll see.
You know who I want to see on the field on Sunday? Deonte Banks.
Mm-hmm.
He missed the game last week, but I really like the way he battled on Christmas Day against Philadelphia, and I like the way he's emerged from a playing standpoint. And, you know, I'd like to see him back. Now, according to Dable, earlier today when he met the media, and we taped this on Friday, that Banks would be back doing some practicing, and they're going to see where Schmitz is after practice. The only guy that was not going to practice today is Pinnock. My guess is we're not going to see Pinnock, but I think Jason Pinnock has proven himself within this defense. And I know even in training camp, Wink was a big fan of what he could possibly be. So this is a great opportunity for Dane Belton to get some more reps.
Sure. Sure. And you know, they've done a good job, Coach Jerome Henderson, of having his guys ready to play because, you know, I think last year kind of taught them when guys were going down, they had to rotate as best as possible. And then the Dallas game this current season, where they had a rash of injuries and they had to figure out how to get guys ready for different positions. So, this will be a good opportunity for Belton.
Anything else as we wrap up this final preview?
Play like your season depends on it going into next season. This is your playoff game. If you think you are good enough to compete when healthy, here it is. Here's your chance.
Yeah, we'll put the whole season in perspective next week. You know, we'll see what Saquon does. We're not going to have any decisions on him. You know, hopefully he's going to be back. You know, that's all the conversations that begin next week. You know what I wanted to do for this last edition? I wanted to take care of my guys overseas.
Here we go.
You know, this was the T-shirt they sent us. I wore it for another podcast the week after they were here, but maybe they didn't see it. Maybe the camera, the way it was, they gave me no shout out for wearing their gear on our podcast.
We got to make sure we tag them in this so that they'll see it.
Yeah, we'll tag them. All right, well, I'll see you at the stadium on Sunday.
Absolutely.
How do we like to end it?
Tell a friend to tell a friend. Believe in Giants.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.